We are the 5L from the Linz International School Alhof.
We are in between 14 and 17 years old.
We are doing a democracy workshop at the Austrian Parliament.
In this workshop, we'll have international guests that we will interview.
My name is Isabella Iloba, and I'm the Deputy Clerk Legislative in the Senate of the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
And Adewale Aderemi, Director of Democracy and Governance, National Institute for Legislative and Democratic Studies, Nigeria.
Let's go!
Peace, vote, equality, human rights,
freedom of speech,
free media,
different parties,
equal rights.
These are the first words that come to mind when we think about democracy.
In a democracy, all citizens have equal rights and can take part in political decision-making.
Different to a dictatorship, in democracy, more than one person is involved in the decision-making. That's why separation of powers is important.
In a democracy, the media is allowed to report freely.
Freedom and equality for every citizen are guaranteed by the law. These laws also secure the right to participate in the decision-making process.
Speaking of democracy, let's hear what our guests from Nigeria have to say.
So in your opinion, what do you think are the most important pillars of democracy?
You know, there are basic needs that you have to meet in life. And this is what, you know, good governance can provide. And what is good governance? That is this putting up institutions, proper democratic structures that will make these things available, at least at that level, to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. And it's only government that can be able to bridge that gap.
How does Nigeria handle diversity among its population?
We speak over 400 languages in Nigeria. There are about 250 different ethnic groups. There are two main religions, Christianity and Islam. So it's very challenging, as you can imagine. But what we do have is we have a constitutional arrangement to make sure that in everything we do in Nigeria, you reflect balance. We are not doing it very well. It could be better, you know, but at least, you know, there's a provision in the constitution to manage diversity.
What an interesting interview. We really enjoyed that. And we got a new light on how democracy works.
In conclusion, we can consider ourselves lucky to live in a stable democracy.
Why? Because we have a lot of rights and freedom. We can decide on our own how we want to live our life.
Welcome.
Welcome
to the Parliament.
Hello and welcome. Today we're going to discuss parliaments in general. We're going to talk about the Austrian Parliament and the Nigerian Parliament.
What is a parliament?
A parliament is an important place for democracy.
In a parliament, politicians meet up to implement and discuss laws and regulations.
In Austria, for example, there are two main tasks. They have to implement the laws and control the government.
The Austrian Parliament is a bicameral parliament due to there being a national and federal council.
Just so that you can imagine the size of the National Council, it consists of 183 members of parliament. The National Council is responsible for the whole of Austria.
The Federal Council represents the interests of the federal states. It consists of 61 members.
Now we're going to interview our two lovely guests from Nigeria about the Nigerian Parliament. So we have an idea about the differences from the Austrian Parliament to the Nigerian Parliament.
The first question is, how does the Nigerian Parliament work?
We have the Senate. The Senate has 109 members. Then we have the House of Representatives, and they have 360 members. And the representation in the House of Representatives is as a result of, is proportionate to the population. That is what forms. Some states will have more representatives as a result of the number of the population of that particular state. The two chambers, they run independently.
In what ways does the establishment of a parliament contribute to the advancement and value of democratic principles?
All essence of a parliament is to have debates about what is best for the people. Everybody in parliament has their own idea of how government is to be run. And then you debate this, you know, and that is the very essence of democratic and parliamentary government. You know, everybody, of course, cannot be in parliament. But once you're 16 in Austria and you're 18 in Nigeria, you can decide who represents you in making this policy. So indirectly, you're participating in making policies for the whole of the country.
Thank you for answering our questions.
In our opinion, the parliament is very good because it represents the people and the country in general.
Know your rights.
And if you want to change something, go to the parliament.
So in this group, we're going to talk a bit about politics and what it actually means. And we're going to elaborate on the definition.
One definition we found about politics is: politics is human action that aims to create binding regulations in communities.
Human action would be, for example, forming an opinion, discussion, or voting, etc. Binding regulations can be, for example, laws or school rules, just rules of society. And communities can be things like a state, region, city, or society, or school, etc.
For us as teenagers, politics means organizing a country by introducing laws and regulations that are fair to everyone.
However, it seems to us as teenagers that most parliaments consist of elderly people that partly cannot understand the worries or wishes of teenagers. In turn, we don't feel as present or relevant in the Austrian government.
And this could be changed by engaging the youth in political topics, like inviting them to this workshop.
Also, there are many forms of politics or governments that engage with different economical systems. For example, socialism, communism, and capitalism.
Sometimes we have the feeling that politicians think that their opinion is the only correct one.
This isn't helpful concerning a working democracy, but of course, as always, this isn't always the case in every society. From our representatives, we hope that they keep an open mind, listen to our ideas, and implement them. We also asked our two guests about this topic.
What does politics mean to you, and how can we bring it closer to the people?
Human beings, they are democratic in nature. And without politics, you will not be able to have interface. So it is very important that people should air their views. Not only airing their views, make the opinions known. So if you don't have politics, and there is no, the fact it is democracy that brings about politics. If you have a military rule, for instance, where there is autocracy, you won't have the opportunity to air your views. But in a democratic sector, where you have people have the freedom of expression. So politics is the activity of people that makes them express themselves.
The most famous definition of politics is by an American political scientist. And he says politics is who gets what, when, and how. And that's the reason you need to get involved in politics. You know, not necessarily as a career, but to determine what you get, when you get it, and how you get it. Politics is not just at the national level, okay? Even in families, you have politics. So once you understand that, you know, concept of politics, then it is in your interest to be not necessarily a politician, but at least, you know, you have the obligation to know how who gets what, when, and how is determined in wherever you are, whether it's in Austria here, whether it's in Europe, whether it's in your class, whether it's the football team, you know, you all have politics.
Overall, politics can come in all forms and touches all parts of our lives.
This was a podcast from Sebastian,
Nikos,
Carmen, Elena, Emilia,
Ella,
Anna,
Zora,
Shruti,
Isabel,
Magdalena,
Elizabeth,
Joanna,
Sarah,
Nora,
Helene,
Laura,
Julia,
Oliver,
David,
Josef,
Albert,
Johannes,
Philipp,
Luca,
Moritz,
and Marco.
Thank you for listening.
We wish you a wonderful day and goodbye.
Servus!
Mehr zum Thema findet ihr auf www.demokratiewerkstatt.at.